All right, hello once again. We are back for the second day in a row with a bit of EPFA Nations Cup action. We have a slightly less populated Discord call than we did previously. It is just myself and Joshua Paul Ryan with me in the
Hey.
call. So Josh, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
And
Excuse
we've
my
got
dog in the background. It's not very happy.
What was that, sorry?
Excuse my dog in the background. He's not very happy.
Oh, that's completely fine. So we've got Scotland and Ireland in this game, Josh. I don't know, have you seen much of these two teams this week?
Seen them play before though, and from the results I've heard, they've kind of gone down, obviously against France and England yesterday in similar fashions. So hope.
You cut out there for a second, mate. I might get you to reiterate what you just said there. Okay, well, in the meantime, while Josh finds his voice back now that he's not talking to us. I think we'll just give a bit of context from me at least. Matt and Tom have both said that they would like to be here, and we can hope that they will be here at a later time. I'm not sure if that'll be in this game or the following, but either way, fingers crossed for them too. Josh is currently the only one to join us. Cody Town of Sydney FC popped his head in to the Discord call, but quit out short after, so not sure if he is coming back or not. Otherwise, I'm really looking forward to this game. Obviously, both sides showing some interesting results earlier on in the week, but I think this will be an even match and it'll be good to see what we can get out of it. Or what they can get out of it, pardon. Josh, can you still hear me? Okay, it appears that Josh is MIA as of now. So I'm going to quickly message him on Discord to see how that's going. And I will let you guys know the silence is because of that. Okay, he has dropped out of the call entirely. So we will hope that he comes back. But otherwise, hello, can you hear me? Oh, he's on mute. Okay. Well, in that case, I'll continue covering
Hello,
it for
Jack.
now.
Can you hear?
Hello, I can hear you. You dropped out for a minute,
Wi-Fi.
mate.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is a bit of a pain sometimes.
Oh, I see, I see. Well, I was just doing a bit of a preview both on this game and what the night will look like for fans of the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite Power Chair football podcast, hosted by Jackson Taylor and Matthew Mallows, which is it's fun to say that now.
Say
So
the line. Say the line.
which line? I said one of the lines.
We are powered by football.
Yeah, your favorite Power Chair
You
football podcast, hosted
don't
by
get it.
Jackson Taylor.
Okay, Jack.
What didn't I get? Am I uncultured?
Yes, you are.
Okay, you're not going to explain it to me?
You gotta say we are powered by football. Not just power
Oh
chair football.
right, yeah, we are powered by football. Are you happy?
Yeah, he said we are.
Yeah, I said the thing.
But as I was saying before I was rudely disconnected.
Rudely disconnected.
Hey. Just, these two teams yesterday went out in similar fashions, but hopefully it's a bit tighter today.
Yeah, definitely. That was something that I was covering when you were trying to reconnect yourself to the call. And yeah, from what you know, from what I can predict, I think this will be a much closer game for both of these teams than what they've experienced thus far. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I think we're about 3 minutes away from kickoff. So looking forward to some of that action. Yeah, otherwise, Josh, what else is going on?
Not much, really. Got some drone flying to do tonight.
Yeah, talk to everyone about your drone flying, because I know we've spoken about it off podcast, but I don't think we've gotten into it on recording.
So, I currently do an online event on the last Sunday of every month, except for this one as an exception. And we race some drones online on a simulator, and it's very thrilling because you're flying within the vision of the drone.
Yeah, right. So how are they simulated? Like, is it just a game, or like, what is it?
So it's, you can get game version, but I use a simulator called Velocidrone, which is a very racing focused simulator that has a lot of the official tracks get uploaded to, and then we practice on them.
That's sick. So what's the level of competition that you're in?
So I'm currently doing an under-18s competition, but in real life on the weekends, next weekend I'm going to be racing at Richmond Air Show, and then on the first Sunday of every month, or most months, I race in an open competition against all pilots from my area.
Okay, so is that like a state level thing, or what? What kind of level
is
that?
It's not a nationals or anything. It's just fun, what we call club days.
Okay.
Where we just get to race against people in our club.
An amazing pass there from the number 9 of Scotland as well. Just to go back to what we've been watching, the game itself, but unable to be finished in the warm-up. And we were talking about goalkeeper jerseys yesterday, but this Irish goalkeeper jersey I'm a big fan of, Josh. Obviously, both of us have added on various, you know, goalkeeper jerseys of various levels of quality. What are your thoughts?
I think it looks very dark, to be honest.
Yeah?
I think for the referees, they usually like something that's a bit brighter and a bit more standout. But that looks like a very dark type of jersey.
Well, you know, it's all a spectrum, you know. I wore this bright yellow this season and I got called a highlighter. So, you know, I think it's all about finding that happy medium as we go to start the game between Scotland and Ireland, with Scotland going left to right, Ireland right to left, and right in that corner from the kickoff. Very well done by the Scottish. And, you know, we don't have Tom Byrne here, by the way, so the commentary is going to be subpar, to say the least. We don't know names of all the players. Unfortunately, I'm not that smart, but both me and Josh are...
Okay, Jax, you'll get there.
We're going to be doing our best, aren't we, Josh?
Yes, but you'll get there, Jax, it's fine.
Yeah. So, otherwise, Josh, you want to give us a score prediction or anything today as a bit of a mishit sideline happens?
Well, to be fair, yesterday's one wasn't that, what do you call it?
Favourable.
Very accurate. But I'm thinking today will be much tighter and will hopefully be obviously around that kind of section that I said yesterday.
A 2-on-1 call.
We don't want another washout.
Yeah, 2-on-1 call there given by the referee, which I have to say I agree with. So you've said no washout, Josh, but a specific scoreline would always be, you would be loved to see whether it goes right or wrong in the Powered by Football podcast as the ball goes missing.
Obviously, I haven't watched too much of this stuff, but I think I'm going to go with maybe let's say 2-0?
2-0 to who, sorry? 2-1?
I think it's going to be a 2-1 to Scotland.
All right. I'm going to be a bit boring here. We never want this as a neutral, as the ball goes out for a goal kick, but I think there might be a nil all here. I just think, you know, both sides proving, you know, this is the game that they can prove themselves. So they're going to be doing their best, hopefully, for their sake, to be defensively strong. And, yeah, as the shot gets pretty well saved by their goalkeeper in the pink, that was, you know, some of the flair that we can see, but that's my prediction at least.
Sounds like a great one, Jack. It's just figuring out some technical issues. I'm back.
Oh, yes. You're all good. All good.
Both my monitors turned off for a second.
Oh, okay. Yep. It's always great when they do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really fun.
Yeah. And it's a 2-on-1, I believe, being called against the Irish defence there, and Scotland are going to have a very threatening chance here. My nil all prediction may be thrown away within minutes. We're already 3 minutes in, and it'll be interesting to see how they go. Obviously, you know, I find it is a bit harder to get into these games when I'm watching it on mute. Good save by the Irish defence, and they're on a counter there with a nice turn by their winger, their number 7.
Thought you were talking to
someone.
Now you can talk.
Hi, Jax. How are you, mate?
Hello. We are recording. You've made your first appearance on the Powered by Football podcast, Belinda. Congratulations. All right. It appears that Josh's audio may have gone out once again, and you guys are once again stuck with me. So I do apologize for that outcome. If you are sick of me and want to hear everyone else's voices as Ireland line up for this sideline here in their defensive third. So it's a Donoghue. I'm probably saying that name wrong, but alas, Donoghue to be the one to take this sideline hit. And we said this yesterday, but I want to go over it again because it really interests me. These camera angles are just so great to see in the game because it adds that extra level of engagement that, you know, is always great for helping grow the sport as Ireland continue to press and the referees you in a 2-on-1 there, Ireland advantage. And Josh, have we got you back yet, or what's the go?
Yep, I'm back.
All good. So I was just talking a bit about the different camera angles and all of that fun stuff. What are your thoughts on these camera angles? As a lovely ball goes through, sorry to cut you off there.
That's good. That was a very close opportunity there. I believe they called it as a 2-on-1. It's looking like a free kick, but that was a very great pass through the gap.
It looks like there's something happened on this edge of the box. I don't know if it's a 2, because I would have thought advantage would have been played for a second or two longer at least. The referee was
because the ball went out. The ball went out, they'll probably just like
giving him that there. But yeah, it'll be an interesting thing to see from this Irish attack with a... Oh, and it's saved on the line by the Scottish. The referee giving the ball back, I believe. Was that a 2-on-1 call, Josh? I don't know. I didn't see the hands quick enough.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, top-tier reporting at the Powered by Football podcast. But Scotland bringing the ball up on their wing now with a lovely spin there, but just too advanced for the number 9 to get there on time, and that's going to go out for a defensive sideline for the Irish.
like Scotland has a bit more control and possession over the ball, but I think Ireland's just using the little bit that they have to get more chances, and they're doing it well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an interesting game, I think, because I haven't seen much of Scotland. Obviously, we had Ireland at the World Cup in 23, but I'm a bit more new to the Scottish in power chair football, so it's very interesting to watch them play. So it'll be good to see how they go for the remaining 33 or so.
Yeah, definitely.
Another call that I missed because, you know, with no audio on, it's a bit hard to understand what's going on with the referees, but I believe
it's 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah, probably.
Montlier dribbling across the
box. Oh, a lovely chance, but the 17 was probably a bit slow to react on a rebound. We could have had a recreation of the goal that you scored that won the goal of the season, Josh.
Maybe.
You know, maybe while I got you on and speaking about that goal, talk to me. You we didn't have it in recording because I didn't record the awards, but you said you didn't even remember that goal.
I don't remember many, unless they're against the Jets.
I see. Would you have picked? Because you scored against the Jets this year, didn't you?
Yep, twice.
So, I don't know. We didn't get that one through, maybe. I don't know. It was a very hard list. And that one...
One of them were on there.
Pardon?
One of the Jets ones were on there.
I was. I don't remember all the candidates, unfortunately. But, yeah, I think that one won. I don't know how that gets determined. Like, well, obviously, I know it's a vote. A dangerous decision there from the goalie doing a backward spin in his own box. But handling it well is this Irish defence as they try and break with those antennas reminiscent of one Benjamin Keat there of my Western Sydney Wanderers.
It seems Ireland's taking their opportunities and using them very well. Just they got to get some speed into it, get some passing to happen, and then maybe they'll be able to put one behind.
Yeah, like I think they're doing well with the chances that they've got. I think they're not having enough as of what we've seen so far in the first 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
The ball going out for an Irish ball.
Great pass across the box there, but I don't know whether he was expecting someone else to be down there. It went in front of the other Irish player on the top of the box, and no one else was in that corner. So, don't know whether that was expected or not. But
yeah, we now pause for the drinks break in what can only be described at least to us Australians as a. Too cool, not cool enough for a drinks break, but alas.
Definitely. Wasn't that cold in France, was it though, Jax?
No, it was really nice, honestly. It was like mid-20s, late 20s.
That's and a great temperature for soccer.
Oh yeah, like I, you know, personally I agree with you, but you know, all the teams over there were like, oh, it's too hot. Like, what do you mean? We can't do this. So, you know, I think it is, it was a bit less of a culture shock to us than to them, which always, you know, helps in giving us a bit of an advantage.
Definitely.
And we return from this drinks break as the players come back onto the court.
It's going to be a goal kick, it's looking like. That,
yeah, I believe that was the call.
Division. The hazard tape really messes with your vision when you're looking.
Yeah, it's certainly a decision, isn't it? I think you were here for it, I believe, Josh, yesterday when we were having a laugh about it. But, it's hard to know, as the Irish do well to stop that ball, but the referee says to slow that game, and it's going to be a Scottish ball around the middle third.
It's going to be interesting what Scotland do here with this ball. Yeah, I would have taken the touch across the his teammate any day, but he's going to go for the spin. That's an unlucky play. It was a great idea, just executed a bit too late and then a bit poorly.
I will be back one sec. I just have to go do something quickly, Joshua. So please keep the audience enlightened while I'm gone.
Scotland's going to take this sideline here. They've got a short and they've got a square player and a long. Ireland looking like jumped a little bit too early there and invading 5 meters. I don't believe the Irish player thinks so though. Referee's going to pull it back and it's going to be another sideline a bit deeper down this time for the Scottish. As Jackson was saying, the play style's very interesting. We haven't really seen Scotland play before and it's going to be very interesting for the next 27 minutes to see the plays that they pull off and how they do them. Another sideline coming from that play, even deeper down again. Looks like the Scottish player looks for the gap that wasn't really existent. He goes to look for a spin but hesitates very late due to the Irish player. They're going to toss the cross, but the Irish player just a bit too strong there and beating the tussle every time. Scotland's been able to turn him around.
I will say, Josh, now that I return, I had my headphones on so I could hear your commentary while I headed out quickly, but you did a very good job there.
Thank you very much, Jackson.
So, pardon?
I was just going to say, as Scotland take this sideline, they'll look to be a bit more aggressive and get some more attacks on goal.
So, Josh, what would you say is my favourite question to ask when we're talking about a match?
Favourite question to ask? Definitely, what's the scoreline going to be?
Okay, besides that, we spoke about it yesterday. I don't know if you remember. The halftime team talk. Josh. So, you know, now that we're about 5 minutes out from halftime, what do you think the Scottish camp, the Irish camp, what do you think they're both saying?
I think the Irish camp will be pretty happy. They've been able to use the little bit of possession that they've had to get some shots on target. I think they might be told to get some more because
the shots on target are goals, yeah.
Yeah. But the Scottish, they're definitely going to be told to use their possession a bit more because they've got plenty of it, but they're not really making the best of it.
And the stream freezing there, I think it's just a bit of an internet issue from myself, so apologies for that. I believe we're up to date now. So... Yeah. Yeah, ignore that, and it's only the utmost, only the best quality here at the Powered by Football podcast. Can you see it all good, Josh?
I can see it, but it's loading.
Okay. You're going to refresh the stream and hope that it works. Let's actually check out the comments quickly, see if there's anything. Okay, we've had a sack the board, which is some...
Oh, Jesus.
That's some big calls. Obviously, we don't know all the context to this game that some of these people know, but it's...
Oh, it's interesting. About the Irish team.
If you have a look further up in that chat, they were talking about starting McColl. So I believe that might have been a controversial topic
in the
Irish camp.
I'm going to... I reckon, Josh... Okay, this is still not working. I'm going to refresh it one more time, and if it's not interested in working at a quality that doesn't look like it's in a microwave...
I might be able to get it running for you.
Yeah, if you want to stream it, that'd be wonderful, actually. And for now, you can all enjoy the wonderful, you know, microwave version of this beautiful video. And now that we have Josh's stream up, I'll move that over to the main screen, and you can all see it at a much better quality as we inch into the 18th minute. The Irish on a good attack here, but that is going to be a 2-on-1 for the Scottish there.
With because the pass wasn't there, and Emro's
I can, just a sec. I'm muting the audio on my end because I had issues recording all three audios, like your audio, my audio, and the video. So you keep it up, but mine's going to be muted.
Yeah, just so I can get some ear context.
Yes, that'd be great. Let us know if there's anything of interest in particular that the commentary is saying of the two Pommies. I think it's Greg Baxter and his name has left me. Is it Charlie McClellan?
I believe so.
Pardon?
I believe so.
Yeah, both of those guys who I met at the Club World Cup in Paris just only a couple months ago, who make me look a bit bad based on how good they are, with a sideline being taken here by the Scots, trying to get it through a gap that was just too small for them, and it's going to be a repeat in an almost identical position.
I think the Scottish people, they seem to have a tendency to look for gaps that aren't really there, as it seems. It's kind of just... it's either that or that it just disappears really quickly for them.
Well, they've found a gap that we thought didn't exist there, but they weren't really able to do much with it as the Irish looked to break, but a good bit of work there from Scotland's number 9 to force it out.
Yeah, just the Scottish were a bit too quick to read that one, and the ball just couldn't make it in time for a continuous play.
Bit of a weak sideline effort there from the Scottish forwards. They're trying to almost dribble the ball through the defence there, but the Irish are looking to break now.
It seems that these two teams, they're almost very tussling teams. They don't want to...
The passing play doesn't look like it's at the pinnacle, per se.
No, it's very... like, when they do go for some passes, they're a bit slower than usual. And as we see from some of the other European teams, like...
France, England.
England and France. But I think if someone like Ireland, as they just did, can find some fluid passes and some chained passes, they will go very far in this match.
You know, we had a bit of a high ball there, but the referee says play on. But, you know...
yeah, it wasn't affecting the game there. It's just... it kind of bobbled and then it came back down, so they didn't really think much of it.
And a lovely shot there from the reversing Scotland forward, but done well by the Irish defence to keep it at my prediction of nil all. How do you think your prediction's going so far, Josh?
Obviously, that's half-time whistle right there. But I think both teams seem to be warming up to it and seem to start... They're starting to find their way into the match, and I think this second half can be very interesting, Jacks.
Mm. Yeah, so we've got 10 minutes or so until the game resumes, so I think we can kind of just, you know, take it a bit easier, fart around a bit. What's been the funnest part, you reckon, of watching these few games that we've had so far, Josh?
The Roman Empire discussion.
I don't know if you've looked, by the way, Josh, on the episode uploads. But it says on the very bottom of the episode, this is a note. If you're listening at home, keep an eye out, because I'm opening Spotify now to get the exact thing that it says. But on the bottom of the episode, like, it'll say, like, follow us, and it has all the information. And then beneath that, on the first game, it says, we stand colonialism. And on the second game, it says, I can't stop thinking about the Roman Empire. So I just thought, you know, I'd decorate the Spotify a bit more with a bit of a joke to, you know, for the three people that actually see it. But drones must fly. Is that a message you received? Do you have to go?
No, I'm just saying drones must fly. That should be the thing.
Well, I feel like organically coming up with a joke that suits would probably be a better idea, Josh. But if we've got nothing left, then I'm happy to use that.
Like, what's the difference between Scotland and Ireland?
Is that a setup? Like, is there...
Like, their language is just, like, very simple, like, their... What do you call it? Their accent is very similar.
I see what you mean by that, yes.
What's the difference?
Well, they're two different countries. And that's the difference.
If you heard an Irish person and a Scottish person, and you didn't, like, there was no context as to which one was which and that they were from different countries, would you know that one was Irish and one was Scottish?
I could tell that they were different, and someone has told me, I can't remember who, someone taught me how to distinguish the different, like, Scottish versus Irish accents, stuff like that. But I, for the life of me, cannot remember what the trick to that was, to be honest.
Scottish. Scottish.
Scotland forever!
Really? That didn't go very well yesterday, did it, Jax?
Yeah, but it's fun to say, okay?
Fair.
And you know what? If we're having fun, that's all that matters, right, Josh?
Not being politically correct.
But we're having fun.
Fair enough.
Scotland forever! I put my mouth
Your like... Your whole microphone just, like, cut out because it didn't like you saying that, Jackson.
Yeah, well... On the video, it'll still work because that's just a Discord thing. So everyone actually gets to hear that. I put my mouth on my pop filter and it felt wonderful. So...
You're not meant to do that.
Yeah, I know you're not meant to, but, like, it was fun.
Jackson, can you or have you ever been able to solve a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Well, that's very sad, isn't it?
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story, right, about a Rubik's Cube. I was given one for, I want to say, like, my 12th birthday, 11th birthday, whatever, right?
Correct.
Now, how do you think I felt when I found out that my disabled little hands were not strong enough to move the Rubik, like to twist it.
Well, they got the wrong Rubik's Cube, didn't they? Then?
It was a normal Rubik's Cube, like the standard.
Like, yeah, you need to get a speed cube.
Is that what makes them different? Is it like they're looser?
Yeah, they're looser.
Right.
I have a speed cube.
Look, if I was ever going to do it, I'd just find, like, it's not really an emulator, but, like, a online Rubik's Cube and give it a crack. I wouldn't do a real one.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Surely someone's made that, right?
Well, it'd mean they'd have to code 43 quintillion possibilities on a Rubik's Cube.
People are mad, lads. How have you not understood this? People are mad, lads, Joshua.
Are they?
Yeah, people do insane stuff. I feel like this is not out of the realm of possibility. You know what? I'm going to Google this. I'm Googling this right now.
It's time for some ASMR.
Oh, okay, that's great.
I'll pull my mic closer.
Online and we're gonna get some Rubik's Cube. Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, that's pretty dumb, whoever made that.
I don't think it'd all be done by hand. I reckon it would be, obviously, Josh, I don't know, but I feel like something like that would be done by like automation sort of thing.
Can you hear this?
Can I hear what, sorry? I'm now also trying to solve said Rubik's Cube. I've never done it before.
Let's get it up whilst we're waiting. We've got 3 minutes, huh?
Yeah, okay. Can you see that on my... am I still sharing?
No.
Okay. Rubik's Cube.
No, I'll get it up.
Oh, I'm trying to solve it.
Well, you can watch me solve it then, huh?
Oh, you're gonna, like, solve it really quick and make me feel bad about myself.
Is it a simulator? Online Rubik's Cube simulator?
It's literally just rubikscu.be.
Rubik's or Rubik's?
Rubik's, like normal.
This, yeah, okay. Okay, so. We gotta scramble it first. Yeah, we gotta make a cross. Where's the white? Okay, we got it there. So we got blue. So we gotta go. What? L?
Let us know when the game's back on, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. D. Nah, this is dumb. Oh, I'll do it this way. Yeah. No, it's dumb. D, and then...
For those of you who know Rubik's Cubes and know what to do with them, I am so sorry that you have to watch me.
Nah, give up. Game's on. Well, there's 1 minute left.
Okay. Yeah, I give up.
It's not that hard.
It is for me, okay? I'm a stupid little boy.
It's harder to do it online than it is to do it in your hand.
Sullivan found the accuracy on that pick-off. That would have been their best combination of the competition so far. Ready, frantic, fast-paced beginning. hopefully that is the theme across the next 20 minutes. Matt Crowley has to clear, but Thomas Donohoe can't end there. Out of the way, the ball's trajectory. It gets locked up by
Jeff.
I think it's featuring all the first time.
It's second half. It can be made by...
What was that, the... Josh? You're getting cut out. I think the commentary is confusing Discord's, like, voice recognition.
As what I was saying, the Scottish are going to try and defend here. Is Ireland continue up their strong attack, I hope, to make this game very exciting.
The ball going out for a sideline there for a Scottish defence with the goalkeeper running into the posts as McClelland taking this sideline, and that's done very well to go all the way through to a goal kick for the Irish there as we approach the 22-minute mark.
Centre of the court. He throws something very close to Thomas Donohoe. That's something that he's going to get up and have to get up to.
She's going to pass around, but they're just not getting enough power and accuracy on every ball. So now Scottish are going to try and counter, but it's going to go out for a goal kick.
I feel like the Scottish have done quite well so far in this game, just to keep the ball up in their own third. But, you know, they haven't really been able to make anything of it so far, Josh. You know, you said 2-1 to the Scots at the start of this game. Do you stand by what you said?
I think the Irish might have it now.
You back the Irish? You back the Irish?
Brad Bates is watching online, apparently.
Oh, yeah? What's the comments saying? Is that what the comments are saying?
It's his Instagram.
Oh, I see. McClelland on the sideline once again. He looks to be a bit of a playmaker for his team with a lovely shot on target right in the middle of the two Irish defenders as they look to build a bit of passing play, but it's just going to go out for a sideline there. The referee wanting a word with one of the Irish there. Not sure what the discussion is for, but it's going to be a ball for the... Oh, it's a chair malfunction or something, maybe? Not sure.
It might have been a contact.
Maybe
bit much contact on her chair as the referee liked. Oh, that's not good. That's the string.
She looks keen to play on, though, which is what we love to see. And the quality of the stream is not just a me problem, which is relieving, I guess you could say. But we approach the 24-minute mark as Josh refreshes his stream, and we can only hope that this ceases to be an issue henceforth. And once, hopefully, if Matt does arrive into this stream, we can see a bit more quality in the stream if me and Josh both struggle throughout the rest of the night, as Donoghue's chair also gets a bit of assistance for the Irish there.
Very interesting, obviously, how every player has different needs and personalities as to what they want their chair to feel like and how they want to feel.
Well, you know, there's so many different ways to drive a chair, let alone position it, so you know, no chair is the same. And obviously, Josh, we've both had experiences driving in chairs that weren't our own, and it really isn't the same, is it?
It's not fun. remember driving in a chair at camp once, and I was like,
oh, camp ones, the Holden chairs from back in the day. Like, you know.
No, I had my own chair, but then, like, I wasn't able to get into one of the strike forces. I had to get into a left-handed, like, one of the older left-handed ones.
Oh,
that
man.
Did not feel nice.
Yeah, I feel like I would, they would kick me out of SAP because I wouldn't be good enough if I drove in my left hand. I'm going to be honest.
Who knows? Maybe I'm ambidextrous. Maybe you are.
You may be. I'm not. I'm going to be honest. My left hand is like, is that much worse than my right to where I don't know. I don't think anyone would be in their right mind to want me on their team with my left hand.
Ireland's going to take this goal, this sideline slow. They're going to try and, they've pulled his defender out.
And
they've
done well to find that gap. The Irish pouncing on a confused Scottish defence there. And that is incredibly well done by Donagher. That is some amazing work.
That in that one, the Scottish defender just got to be impatient with that slow sideline. He'd been drawn out, and then that rebound off the unlucky Scottish defender just put dimes it up for Donagher.
It was an incredibly lucky thing there. And you see the kickoff that was resultant from Scotland just sent as far into that high sideline as they can muster. And it
seems very
back.
Similar to the kickoff that happened at the very beginning of the game by Scotland, who did this exact same thing and smacked it down the corner. This is going to be a pass
Scotland
across.
Scotland are on the attack already and almost equalising within seconds, but it is a corner for the Scottish with a wonderful save there from the goalkeeper. And Matt Mallows finally joins us for the rest of this game. Hello. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. 1-0 Ireland.
Yeah,
how's the game been so far?
Yeah, pretty close. They just scored like 30 seconds ago. You just missed it. But a very nice goal that they scored, a bit of a deflection, but decent passing, which you haven't seen much of, to be honest, from either side in this game. So, you know, it shows that the goals come when the passing comes. So that was nice to see. Scotland almost scored 30 seconds after that with a really nice shot, but forced a corner instead. And now you're here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So, how'd you go? You were watching the footy, weren't you?
I was watching the footy.
Do we want to talk about it?
Apologies if anyone is Bulldogs fans. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
We're recording. Apologies to Bulldogs fans. It was over at halftime. It was a thrashing.
Okay. So yeah. I see.
Penrith were up 36-10 at halftime against the Bulldogs.
But
who won?
Penrith did 46-26 in the end.
Oh, well, my family won't be very happy when they come home.
Yeah, it was an absolute thrashing.
Some great passes
nice
from the Irish defence. Just an unlucky receive.
Which Ireland is this? Is this Republic of Ireland?
Yeah, this
no,
is
just
Republic.
Straight.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
oh,
Ireland.
Well done by the Scottish there to get it up the field. But Matt, obviously,
that would have been a goal if it was the French.
Yeah,
they don't like
to
have the goalkeeper in goals.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately for the Scottish, the Irish, they like goalkeepers. So the score remains 1-0 to the Irish. We spoke a bit, Matt, before we actually started recording, me and Josh, about the ball, just about the design of it and stuff. What are you like the ball?
I haven't actually taken the time to look at the ball. It looks nice, I guess, for a ball.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to research whether they've done a specific design and why they've done said design.
I mentioned to Josh, I think it reminds me a lot of like Greek architecture, and obviously, you know, the Greeks and the Romans being like one after the other, there could be something to do with that there. And the set piece is going there, but no one being able to connect with that, and that's going to be a goal kick.
Unlucky there. The Irish attacker just seemed to hesitate for a second, and instead of pushing through and possibly getting that tap in as we go to a water break, she just hesitated and the ball went out.
Yeah, I agree there, Josh. I don't think he really had made up his mind where he wanted to put that ball once it made its way across the box there. He kind of was in a bit two minds whether he wanted to go back towards the middle where the gap was, or whether he just wanted to just kind of front bumper it into that near post. And they're still doing water breaks, are they? Is it another warm day down there? Do we know?
I've not looked up the weather, to be honest, partly because I forgot what part of Italy it was in. Do you remember, Matt?
Nope.
Okay, I'm not Italia.
Well, I'll just look up.
Bella Italia. I don't know if that means anything, but Bella Italia.
Well, it says it's 25 in Italy.
Oh, that's so.
It says it's going to get to 30 by around 1 or 2 o'clock. So because this is the first game of the day, I believe it kicked off at 10 a.m.?
Yes, I believe that's the approximate time that they start their day over there for these matches, as we move back into the goal kick itself now that the water break is over.
And there were some great games played overnight.
Yeah, I haven't looked into the games that happened overnight. Do you want to enlighten myself and the audience?
So Italy played England, and that game was 2-1 to England. But Italy were actually leading for a majority of that match, and they had to completely change their lineup, that England went with, which dismantled Scotland yesterday, and I believe we covered that game. It took both Marcus Harrison and Dan McClellan to come off for them to actually get the breakthrough in the second half.
Right.
So, yeah, Italy, definitely the surprise package of the tournament. Would not surprise me if they end up finishing top two in their group. They're playing some very, very nice football.
I was talking about this to one of my sport workers earlier today, Matt, how third place really is like up for grabs for anyone. You know, and I think that's one of the things that's most exciting in this competition as we enter the
spin.
Too far away.
Is this a qualifier for World Cup?
Yes.
Yes. So the top five teams in this tournament will go to the World Cup.
Sure.
So the four teams that make semis, i.e. the 14, i.e. the top two in each pool, will automatically go through to the World Cup.
And they're
doing a playoff for the winner of the fifth place playoff. I believe will go to the World Cup as well. Basically. So and all the four teams that make the semis are automatic qualification to the World Cup, and then they're doing playoffs to determine the fifth place team. I can't wait till they start to make include more teams in the World Cup. I have like. Because I believe it's 10 teams at the moment that's going to be in next year's World Cup. I can't wait till they expand it to 12 or maybe even 14 teams in the near future.
Oh, yeah, I think even 12 would be absolutely amazing as Scotland win a corner there. Just getting more exposure like to different countries would just be awesome from a spectator's perspective even.
Oh, absolutely. Because I believe at the moment... I may need to be corrected on this, but Europe have 5 spots. Oceania slash Asia have 2 spots. Oh, bit of heavy contact there. He might be lucky to escape a card there. He really was not watching where he was backing up. Sorry. So yeah, Asia region has 2 qualification spots. The two teams qualifying for Asia will be determined in the Asia Pacific Championships, which are being held in Australia in October. And then Argentina being a host.
Not the top two.
Yes, the two teams that make the final.
Yeah.
And then Argentina, obviously being the hosts, automatically qualify. And I believe then that there's also that the Americas have 3 spots up for grabs for qualification.
So does that, the 3, is that, wait, wouldn't that and be I believe 3 that, including Argentina?
Or maybe it's just 2 for, yeah, hold on, did I do my maths wrong?
5, so 3, yeah, 2, Europe, yeah.
Europe get 5. Yeah, sorry, so Argentina automatically qualify, and then the remaining 2 spots are for the Americas.
Yep.
Do we know what the game after this is? I haven't looked.
Belgium, Spain, I believe, is the...
That should be an interesting game. So Spain got dismantled by France overnight. I do not remember what the end score was, but France's quality really showed in that game, and they played that new formation with the 2-2 with the pivot at the back with Weiss and Guillaume. So that was very interesting to see that actually working out. And yeah, they dismantled Spain. I need to actually find somewhere where they've got all the scores written down. I mean, I heard Spain actually played quite well, but it's just, you know, the quality from France. Yeah, it's France. And then I'm not sure about any of the other games. I will have to check that for you, and I'll...
Interesting sideline technique there.
I think he's stuffed up and knocked that by accident.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt, but...
Because as you know, you can't double touch.
Yes, of course.
That was
forcing an error there.
Just as bad.
Yeah, we got only the best quality here at Scotland versus Ireland with 2 minutes to go.
Got a bit of a chair issue here for one of the Irish players.
Do you think it's actually a bit of a chair issue, or do you think we got a bit of time wasting going on here?
No, they're fixing up one of our straps by the looks of things.
Oh, yeah, I see now, yep. It will work in their favour, though, to give them a bit of a breather and do their best to see out the last minute and a half or 2 minutes based on however much the referee adds on due to this.
Well, they'll add on time for this stoppage, so
yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
Do you want to make your bets now, Matt? Will they actually show the plus one? They might do.
They might just do it for the first game every day. Did the game start with the correct time though?
Yeah, it did.
It did start from 0000.
Yes, I believe.
Not
so.
Like from the 10-minute mark or 20-minute mark.
No, I did not.
Hmm.
Well done by the Irish to sort of contain that counter. They're trying to make it work, but... Oh, no, the Scottish are on. The Scottish may be on here, but the Irish doing quite well to defend this as we enter the 40-minute mark, and there is no plus one on the timer. A sideline for Scotland in the dying minutes to equalise in a crucial
If the Scottish
game.
Are going to score, it needs to be now.
trying to get that through a gap that doesn't exist.
The gap was there, but there was not the right option because they had it covered.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to get to. The gap hypothetically was there, but they were quick enough to get there to where it does dissipate quickly enough. The ball returning for another Scotland chance, 30 seconds for a draw in this game, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably about a minute maximum added on. So if Scotland are going to score, it needs to be now.
And with touches like that, they won't be. We're inching into the 41st minute now, and surely the referee will be giving the result to the Irish any second now with that goal that they scored before. The ball just wibble-waddling a little bit.
Yep, they're just going to play this out, waste as much time as they can. Smart move from Ireland. Oh, well worked there from the Scottish, though.
Yeah, they've won a sideline there, and this really is their last chance.
Oh, bit of contact again. Yep.
Couple of words from the referee there before this Scottish winger decides to take the sideline. He's lining up, the number 17 sends it, and it's being hit. There, he's going for that's a dangerous spin if I've ever seen one.
I think the referee has gone with advantage there.
I think he went with advantage on the contact there. Not much of a dangerous spin, given there was an outcome of contact, but...
Well,
yeah, I'm not sure there was a whole lot of advantage. It was dangerous, there,
but
though,
I think there was
more
the contact spinning than anything else. And they've played advantage. 42 minutes now, this game's gone for.
Yeah, a bit more stoppage time than I thought there'd be.
Yeah, we see some of the hand actions from that Irish bench just wanting this game to be over, and I can sympathise with them there, with the Scottish just trying to inch forward one more time, but the Irish says no and drives it all the way back up into their own attacking third. Surely the game is over.
That referee still looks like he's going to let this game play out again. Maybe one more last play. Maybe this is the chance for Ireland to put it up 2-0.
I feel like that was a bit of a wasted attempt at time wasting there from the Irish as they see themselves forced to dribble in, and had the winger stayed there, there would have been a chance to make it 2, but alas, he drifted in.
The number 7 there just pulling out, like, not confident in his teammate, looks like, to get that ball down there, and he's just pulled out a bit too early.
Ooh. And the ball going out for a sideline there. We're into the 43rd, almost 44th minute of stoppage time here. What do you think the referee's seen that we haven't? Because there's surely...
Are there a lot of stoppages? Apart from one, the Irish player getting a chair fixed up.
There are a couple for him.
There were a couple, but like not, I would not say 4 minutes worth.
No, but I think they might include drinks break. I might be wrong.
Yes, Josh, you're right.
They didn't pause
if they
the
didn't
clock.
Stop the clock for, if they didn't pause the clock for, oh, there it is.
There it is, the Irish defeating the Scottish 1-0. So Josh, you are 2 goals off that scoreline with a Scotland's 2 that you predicted.
Hey, at least I predicted someone to win.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I went for a nil-all draw. Well,
I didn't make
a
prediction. I didn't know who was playing.
Because you weren't here in time.
Had to watch your team win, bro.
That brings
us... I did have to watch them win.
...to the end of this first game. I'm going to stop the recording so that I have a bit of time to eat dinner between the 2 games.
Yeah, I'm also going to need to eat dinner.
But
this is insecure. You just had to make sure your team won.
I did have to make. I had to come home early from Dungeons and Dragons to make sure that I watched them win.
You left Dungeons and Dragons to watch them win?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh my god!
No shame in that.
And we will see you all soon.